I'm David James, and I'm man enough to be a Girl Scout. This is 2 Main Street, and my guests are Amy Stakura, CEO of the Girl Scouts of Southwestern Indiana, and Lindsay Field, a student at Gibson Southern High School, and the 2018 recipient of the Gold Award, the highest award for girls in the Girl Scout organization. So welcome, ladies. And Amy, let's start with you. The mission of Girl Scouting is definitely, it goes far beyond just those cookie sales, camps, and merit badges.
That's right. The mission of Girl Scouts is to create young women of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. And that mission is just as relevant today as it was over 100 years ago when our founder, Juliet Gordon Lowe, started the program. You know, it's really important to uplift young women in our community, to give them the skills and the confidence and the leadership to make an impact on their local communities and the world around them. So, you know, at Girl Scouts, everything we do is designed with and for girls. We really focus on, you know, STEM, outdoors, life skills, and entrepreneurship. It's just designed to meet the girl where she is now and where she's going to be in the future.
Well, full disclosure here, I am a registered Girl Scout.
That's right.
And men can be Girl Scouts.
I'm very proud of that.
Well, thank you. Now, Lindsay, you earned this prestigious Gold Award from the Girl Scouts. Now, before we talk about your Project Smiles for Haiti, how long have you been in scouting?
I've been a Girl Scout for 12 years now. I started whenever I was in kindergarten, and I'm a junior now, so yeah.
So you were a Daisy?
Yes.
Daisy, Brownie,
Junior, Cadet, Senior, and now Ambassador.
Wow, all the different levels there. So obviously this is a very important organization to you, and how did you get involved in Girl Scouting?
Well, there's a paper sent home with school, and it said, sign up to be a Girl Scout. I said, Mom, I want to do that. So, and all my friends were doing it too, so we just all joined Daisies together.
Now, this Project Smiles for Haiti, a very important project. Of course, Haiti, a very poor country. It suffered a major earthquake in 2010. I think several hundred thousand people died in that earthquake, and of course, their infrastructure was poor anyway, and so and they had a couple of hurricanes after the earthquake, so a lot of poverty, and you're bringing smiles to Haiti, and that means dental products, right?
Right.
What kind?
Toothbrushes, toothpaste, floss, really anything that they could use.
So how did you find out about this need?
There were some parishioners at my church talking about their next mission trip, which focused on dental, and I knew I wanted to help children for my Gold Award, so I thought, what better way to help them than go to a different country and experience life for them? And since their focus was dental, I decided that I wanted to bring supplies to them since they have poor education on dental, and then I was going to teach them how to properly take care of your teeth so we can prevent gum diseases, tooth decay, bad teeth, etc.
Now, you went with a USI student, is that correct, who speaks Haitian?
No, I met with him at USI, and he translated my project for me.
Oh, okay.
I had a different translator from Cap Haitian who went down with me.
And how did that go?
It went well. I just said what I thought needed to be said to the children, and then he just translated for me, probably making it better than what I said.
Now, did you go to Port-au-Prince, the capital?
No. We flew into Cap Haitien and then drove. It's about 30 miles to Ravine Trumpet. It's not really known, but yeah.
Now, these dental supplies, how did you collect them and how did you get them to Haiti?
Well, first I started reaching out to my local community and telling them about my project. And so I started getting supplies from my community, and then later, I started getting more supplies from people I didn't know, and I promoted it through Facebook and through my website. And since I was getting donations from people I didn't know, I decided to make my goal higher and reach out to the entire United States and see if I can get dental supplies from every state, which I did accomplish. So that totaled to about 10,735 dental supplies for Haiti. And then in May, I sent all my dental supplies to Poseyville, which got on a truck, which then drove to Nashville, which then drove to Miami, which then went by boat to Haiti.
Wow, that's quite a journey. And what kind of feedback have you received from the people in Haiti?
The people in Haiti were overwhelmed by the amount of supplies they got. They were just so happy that they had dental supplies because they are poor, and so they're going to use their money to buy food and opposed to dental supplies. So now I hope they have enough to last them a while.
And we're talking to Lindsay Field, the Gold Award recipient for the Girl Scouts, her Smiles for Haiti project. And you're still in touch with the people in Haiti, correct?
Yeah, I'm going again this May. And I'm hoping that I can check in on the dental clinic down there and see how they're doing on supplies. And if I need to, I will teach more children and adults who need the education.
Well, it's amazing to see, you know, the Girl Scout program in action through these young women and through Lindsay. I just think about what I was doing in high school, and I'm like, well, good gracious, you guys are amazing. You are doing so much. And I think that's why it's important for us as Girl Scouts to really tell the story of our Gold Award girls. You know, they are making a huge impact right now. You know, sometimes as our youth, they don't think they can make an impact now, whatever it is, but they really can. And Girl Scouts gives them those skills and that courage behind it. And that perseverance and that dedication to say, I can make a difference no matter my age or what I can do. I can do it. I can go through with it. And it's just important for us to uplift them, support them, and back them in their efforts, because these are the young women that are the pipeline for our future workforce. These are the young women that you want to have in your offices, that you want to have in your community, because they are going to be making a positive difference.
And this Gold Award is very prestigious, and universities look at this.
That's right. So as a Gold Award recipient, you have so many more opportunities, whether it's higher education or career. I mean, you can certainly distinguish yourself through college admission process. You can earn college scholarships. You can also enter one rank higher in the military than your peers. And just as life skills, I mean, you're a role model. You are a distinguished leader. As a Gold Award recipient, people look at you differently. They see that you are successful and that you can make an impact. You know, time management skills, just your desire to make the world a better place.
Okay, now to the issue of the Boy Scouts recruiting girls. Now, first, let's go back to the founding of the Girl Scouts. Back in 1912, Savannah heiress Juliet Gordon Low meets with her British friend, Sir Robert Baden-Powell, who's the founder of the Boy Scouts, and she decides that very same day to start a similar organization for girls. And now, more than a century later, the Boy Scouts are allowing younger girls to become Cub Scouts. And starting next year, girls ages 11 to 17 will be allowed to join under the new gender-free title of Scouts BSA. Okay, Amy, what's been the reaction in the Girl Scout universe to this?
Well, at Girl Scouts, we are proudly keeping the girl in Girl Scouts. So that's important to remember. You know, since the beginning, we have been putting girls front and center, ensuring that everything that we do is with their best interests in mind, and that we're just equipping them to be fearless leaders, that they are going to be the change makers of tomorrow. So, you know, I want to make sure people know Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts are very different organizations. We have very different programs. So it's important, you know, as a family, that you make sure you have all the facts when you're deciding how to invest your time and your resources for your daughters. But, you know, for over 100 years, Girl Scouts has been the premier leadership organization for girls. We are the girl expert, and we rule that girl space. So, you know, there is really no other organization that more thoroughly understands the value of programming designed specifically for girls and is delivered in, you know, an all-girl learning space. You know, so I can't tell you what I think the Boy Scouts are going to do and how they're going to do it. You know, I would say they are not currently thinking of changing their programming, and that would be a concern for me as a parent. You know, if you're continuing to do a program that was designed specifically for boys, it's always good to remember when you are looking at both programs that Girl Scouts is literally designed for girls, how they learn best, and just what we can do to ensure that safe space for them. They feel comfortable. They can feel good about raising their hand. They have that confidence. They're fearless. Even when they fail, they feel safe enough to try again with their sisters in Girl Scouts. So I would just say, you know, make sure you have all the facts. Make sure you know what both programs are about. But I really can tell you Girl Scouts is the best leadership development organization for girls.
Well, those are definitely the talking points of Sylvia Acevedo. She's the national chair of the Girl Scouts. And I'll give you this quote. You probably have seen this many times. And this is from Sylvia Acevedo. Girl Scouts is the premier leadership development organization for girls. We are and will remain the first choice for girls and parents who want to provide their girls opportunities to build new skills and grow into happy, successful, civically engaged adults, end of quote. So tell us about Sylvia Acevedo.
Well, Sylvia is amazing. I mean, she is used to certainly being the only woman in the room. She was an engineer and rocket scientist and spent the bulk of her career at NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab. She's also been at Dell and IBM, and she just never really doubted herself in those settings. She is a great leader and a role model for our girls to look up to, and she really does credit the lessons that she's learned at an early age. They were taught by her passionate Girl Scout leaders. They really opened doors for her. They allowed her to see what she could do and experience, and really that organization of Girl Scouts was what propelled her into space and wanted to know more about it and really brought her to an opportunity at the time growing up in New Mexico and being financially strapped as a family were never an option for her. So she is certainly an ideal candidate to show you what Girl Scouting can do. And she speaks very passionately. I mean, she, as the CEO of the Girl Scouts, she is continually working to increase and expand STEM activities, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, and build our strategic partnerships that will continue to help set up Girl Scouts to become the entrepreneurs of the future long after they've sold their last box of cookies, for right. Sure. So yeah.
Now, you've met Sylvia at the national conference, and she, of course, has spoken to all the CEOs, get you guys all fired up. Yep. And obviously, you are fired up about this organization.
Right. I have had the pleasure of meeting her several times. Anytime I go to New York or to a leadership conference, I get to see her. She is very personable. She always remembers my name. Mm-hmm. And she makes a great effort to make you feel very special. And that's what Girl Scouts is about. You know, each girl is important. And we take that very seriously when we talk about what we are doing, not only for the community, but for the girls that are a part of our program. We want to make sure that you feel that this is the place for you, that is safe and secure, and you can do and be anything that you want to be. And we're going to give you those skills to lead now and in the future.
Well, there's a legacy of leadership among strong women. Of course, Juliet Gordon Lowe, kind of a Renaissance woman. She was a painter. She was a writer. She designed furniture. I mean, and she met with professional people throughout her career. So she was quite the lady, too. And I understand she had some quirks, too. She'd like to drive. She got a car in Savannah. One of the first cars in Savannah, and she'd like to, you know, kind of buzz around town, and she'd like to drive on the other side of the road. And when she went to England, she'd drive on the other side of the road just to get attention. So Juliet Gordon Lowe, quite the lady. And she, when she started the organization, I did some reading on her. She wanted to, this first group, she wanted to be diverse, mm-hmm. a diverse group of girls. And I think you've kind of kept that legacy throughout the years with some of the troops that you have right now here in the Girl Scouts of Southwest Indiana.
Right. When Juliet started the program, she really meant it, that she wanted the program to be for all girls. Mm-hmm. No matter your diversity, no matter your gender, your background, she wanted all girls to have an opportunity to be a part of this program. She saw the need, especially at the time period that she was in. And it's just really impressive how it's grown and continued over 100 years just based on her idea that girls could do anything they wanted to do. And that is what we firmly believe here, especially in this community, is making sure that all girls have an opportunity. You know, we have a very strong financial backing to ensure that no matter your geography or your financial situation, that we are going to ensure that if you want to do Girl Scouts and you want the best leadership development program for girls, that we will make that happen for you. We, in our membership, we have about 5,200 girls that we serve just in Southwest Indiana. And in that 5,200, about 30% actually receive some kind of financial help from our council, whether it's with uniform pieces, membership, activities, camps, what have you. We want to make sure that we are available no matter your situation.
We are talking to Amy Stakura, CEO of the Girl Scouts of Southwestern Indiana. And I know you have a troop of autistic girls.
We do, and actually they have been recognized so many times this year. We are so proud of what their leader, Missy Goff, has accomplished. They just received an award from Leadership Evansville because of their innovative ideas and how they wanted to do that. And it really speaks to Girl Scouts is for all girls. And what they found is they really wanted a place for these girls that were anywhere on the autism spectrum to have a group, a sisterhood they could get together with, not only for the girls, but also for the parents. So when they meet, the girls get to do some exciting Girl Scout activities together in a safe learning environment, but the parents also get to meet at the same time, and they get to share their experiences. They get to talk about what they can do in the community to ensure that their girls are getting the best experience possible. But I think the most unique aspect of that troop is not only do they get to interact together, and they certainly have wonderful leaders and volunteers that work with them on whatever level they are. They utilize our programming, but they certainly use it to their benefit to make sure that it works for them. Girl Scouts is always girl-led, so those girls certainly get an opportunity to talk about what they want to do and how they want to do it. But they also interact in our entire council. So they're at our events, they're at our camps, they're interacting with the overall community, they're serving, they're going into the schools and talking about autism and what it is and how we interact with each other and make sure that we are, you know, showcasing love and compassion to all individuals, no matter where they're at. And so it is an amazing group, it's an amazing troop that really just came from one person's idea to say, let's try this. And it has been so successful. For sure.
Now you have another group. It's called the 21st Century Troop. Tell us about that.
Well, the 21st Century Schools, we work very closely with the EVSC to make sure that our Title I 21st Century Schools have opportunities to have programming available to them. And sometimes those schools have a difficulty, whether it's getting to a traditional troop meeting at night or on the weekends. So what we do is provide after school troops for the girls. And then they can be bused home if that's something that they need to do. So it really is a traditional Girl Scout troop. They do meet less time because it's semester by semester. But they do all the traditional Girl Scout activities. They learn about Girl Scout traditions. They do badge work. They sell cookies to help their program grow. So it's a great experience, and it's just really making sure that we're coming to the communities themselves and interacting and providing them the program that works best for them.
Now, we were talking about Sylvia Acevedo, the national chair of the Girl Scouts, and her background in science. And I know it's very important to get girls involved in science and math, and you have these STEM programs through different organizations. I think Toyota's been involved, and Vincent's University, USI. How important is that to the Girl Scouts of the 21st century?
Sure. Well, I mean, STEM is a huge initiative for Girl Scouts right now. We know how important it is looking to the future for girls to have a door opened in those avenues, science, technology, engineering, and math. And we just want to make sure we are, you know, we are consistently the pipeline for the future workforce. We are shelling out young women that are civically minded, they have the skills, and they have the desire to make a positive impact on the world. And so that is really what the STEM field is looking for. They want those individuals. So, you know, we really are working very hard to be the, you know, STEM leader for STEM programming for youth. And this year alone, we came out with 23 new STEM badges. So we kind of lovingly joke around the council that, you know, if your girl wants to learn how to code, we have a badge for that. If your girl wants to learn about being an engineer, we have a badge for that. If your girl wants to learn and explore space science, we have a badge for that. You know, so it's really impressive what our national organization has accomplished with their partnerships. We have a new partnership with Palo Alto Networks, and they worked with us on a cybersecurity badge. We know the importance of cybersecurity, especially moving forward the future. We will not have enough skilled employees to fill those gaps in cybersecurity. So whether it's, you know, your personal devices or your personal security that you're looking for in the cyber world, or even our national security, our voting systems, anything like that, we really have to be a part of it And if you leave the girls out of that, you're going to miss a huge workforce. And so we want to be at the front of that and making sure girls have all the opportunities allotted to them. But you will see a lot more STEM programming coming out from the Girl Scouts, as well as outdoor programming. We just partnered with the North Face to do some of our extreme outdoor programs. And so I'm excited to see what that will be.
Now, we're talking about Girl Scouts of Southwestern Indiana with Amy Satura, the CEO. And the girls also need a kind of a global view. And I know travel abroad for the older Girl Scouts is very important. I know the girls are very excited about that. I know they do car washes and special bake sales to raise money to take these trips abroad. And they've been to Costa Rica, I think, Australia.
Well, yes, we are very excited. We have travel opportunities for girls in our local council, and I'll talk about that. But we also have travel opportunities with our national organization. So any Girl Scout really can look throughout the nation and see what other councils are doing and what offerings they have, and they can be a part of any of those pieces. And we also, within the Girl Scout network, have the Four World Centers that they can visit as well if they wanted to plan that. But as a council, we do try...
Now, where are those World Centers? I think one in Switzerland.
There's one in Switzerland. There's one in Mexico. There's one in India.
And I think, does England have one?
And one in England,
okay,
yes.
We got it.
We did it.
Okay. But anyway, this is very important for these girls.
Right. And so as a council, we do try to do a yearly trip to somewhere that the girls choose that they want to go. So we have groups that will come together and say, yes, I want to travel. Usually they have around 3 years that they can plan for this. So not only do they work to raise money for their trip, but they also try to learn more about the culture before they go, what to expect when traveling abroad. So it really gives them so many amazing skills and opportunities that you wouldn't normally get if you just stayed around here in the community. But this year, I believe, David, your wife is taking them to Spain, so that's exciting. And then the next year, they're going to Australia. And then the next year, we don't know yet. That's really being voted on right now to see where the girls want to go. The opportunities are endless. We try to make every possible opportunity available to our girls locally so they can have an amazing Girl Scout experience.
Okay, another question here. How can someone get involved? They've heard this interview. They're getting excited about the Girl Scouts, and how can they become a leader?
Sure. Well, we are always needing amazing adult volunteers. That really is the core of our program. Adults are the ones that deliver that program and make sure the girls have the role models and the doors open for them. So the leader is the key to the Girl Scout experience. And if you're interested in learning more about how you can support the movement, you can certainly get on our website. We are very technology friendly, so you can certainly sign up online. Our website is www.girlscouts-gssi.org. Or you can give our council a call. We're happy to kind of talk you through and find out the best place for you, whether it's leading a troop or, hey, I have a really special skill that I can certainly do a special event or activity with these girls. Or I could be a mentor for some of our highest awards. That's a big piece, our gold, silver, and bronze. We always need individuals, especially business-minded people and community-connected people that can work with these girls on their large community-oriented projects. Or even travel, if it's something that you love to do and you just want to experience that with girls, that's a great piece too. But give us a call. We'll certainly talk you through it. It's 812-421-4970. But you can certainly sign up online as a member or a volunteer and get a lot of information on that website.
Now, there are more than 1.8 million members nationally of the Girl Scouts and over 5,200 girl members in Southwest Indiana. And as you mentioned, Girl Scouts has been a key driver of workforce development for more than a century. Girl Scouts, as you said, are big thinkers, they're groundbreakers and role models. And I think this is one of the brochures you had. They design robots, they rappel down cliffs, and improve their communities. And yes, they sell the best cookies. And coming up, well, you love them, and you've got to have them. Girl Scout cookies, what's your favorite? And how cookie sales make the magic happen at Girl Scouts. This is 2 Main Street, presented by Evansville Regional Airport. This is 2 Main Street. I'm David James. We're talking to Girl Scout Gold Award recipient Lindsay Field, a student at Gibson Southern High School, and Amy Satura, CEO of Girl Scouts of Southwestern Indiana. Now, Amy is a recent Evansville Business Journal 20 Under 40 recipient, served as director of theater for Wrights High, North High, Tompkins Middle School, a graduate of Belmont University in Nashville, a mom with two daughters. So, Amy, how did you get involved in Girl Scouts?
Well, it was something that just came about naturally. I was asked to come on, and I started in program. It's something I love, being creative, and that was a great opportunity for me to really give back to the girls in our community and open doors for them and give them some great program experiences. And just from that time, I continue to move up within the organization, taking on different leadership roles, and I'm just very fortunate to be here leading as the CEO and hopefully making a big impact for the future.
So what have you learned about the Girl Scouts being in that Oval Office there in downtown Evansville?
Well, I think it's really important as a female leader in the community to stand up for these young women and to give them opportunities to see the benefit of what they are doing for our community. I mean, a lot of times you don't realize all the things these young women are doing. I mean, they're out there, they're feeding the hungry, they're working at animal shelters, they're building eco-friendly rain gardens. I mean, they are really impacting our community. And just as a female that really wants to make a difference myself, it's a perfect organization for me to be behind and hopefully make an impact myself and lead other girls to do some great things.
So, Lindsay, what are you active in at Gibson Southern besides Girl Scouting?
I'm active in theater. I'm a cheerleader and I run track. I'm part of the Beta Club, student council. Let's see.
Well, anyway, you have a long list and you're very busy and you find time to do this project, Smiles for Haiti. So what are your future plans after graduating from high school?
Right now, I'm looking towards majoring in elementary education with a secondary degree in special ed, and then minoring in photography.
Well, you're going to be great at whatever you choose. Fantastic resume already. Okay, now it is time to talk cookies, girls. So, Amy, tell us why the annual cookie sale is so important to the Girl Scouts of Southwestern Indiana. Go!
Well, obviously, everyone loves cookies, which is a benefit for us that they love our cookies. But I always remind people that the cookie program is a program. It is the world's best financial literacy program for girls. It really allows the girls to be the CEO of their own business. They have an opportunity to learn lifelong skills like business management, business ethics, goal setting, decision making, people skills, all things as environment and workforces that we want to see in our future leaders. So it really gives them an opportunity not only to learn those important skills, but really to fund some extraordinary things throughout their year. All profits for our cookie program stay local. It allows girls to fund their troop year experiences, STEM events, outdoor adventure camps, and even worldwide travel. So it's a really great program, and I just remind people every time you purchase a package of cookies, you really are ensuring the next generation of female leadership in our community. So the more cookies you buy, the more support you can give to the women in our community.
So Lindsay, I assume you've sold some cookies over the years.
Yeah, I have. I started selling whenever I was a daisy, and our troop actually opted out of it whenever I was a freshman. So it's been a while since I've sold some.
So what's your favorite cookie?
My favorite cookie is actually the Caramel Delight, not the Thin Mint like everyone would think.
Mm-hmm. Now, is the Caramel Delight, is that the one with the coconut?
Yes.
Oh, I think that's my favorite, too. That is a good one. And my wife, or we've been involved in Girl Scouting forever, it seems like. She tells me if you get the lemonade cookie and you put a marshmallow on it, it's called a L'Amour. So, okay, that's a good one. And she says if you get a lemonade, a marshmallow, and a thanks-a-lot, that's called a La S'more. So, whatever.
Your wife is very talented at these names. I'm impressed. But
well,
I just like the cookies in general. I'll eat them however you want to give them to me. I will eat them.
And you know, now they're incorporated in different products you see in ice cream and I think in coffees and everything. So that's got to be a great benefit for the Girl Scouts as well.
Well, obviously, as most people know, the Girl Scout brand is very, very strong. And when we think about cookies, it just continues thinking and talking about Girl Scouts and what our girls can do in the community for sure.
And the girls are incredible salespeople. I mean, my gosh, they hawk a lot of cookies.
They do. It's pretty impressive what they can accomplish, the teamwork they learn from it, but also the individual goal setting. That's a big piece. You know, my daughter, my oldest, is a kindergartner this year, so I got to experience it firsthand as a parent for the very first time. And when we set her goal, she had a very, very high goal, which as a parent, I did support that, but I gave her a better goal that we could reach for the first year, but she would not go past 1,000. So 1,000 packages was her first ever goal. I am happy to report that she did reach above that goal, but it about killed me, and it was amazing. But I mean, she took such pride in it. She really did a lot of the marketing for herself, and I was just proud to see her ask. She is a very timid individual, and it really brought her out of her shell and really made her speak to a lot of people she never would have talked to. So I, as a parent, was very encouraged just to see what the first year of the cookie program really did for her.
We are talking to Amy Stakura, the CEO of the Girl Scouts of Southwestern Indiana, and we're talking to Lindsay Field, a student at Gibson Southern High School, who is the recipient of the Gold Award of Girl Scouts. Two great ladies who are doing a lot for the community. And Lindsay, now these cookie sales, did you ever have a booth sale? Did you ever do that? With the booth sales?
Yeah, we went to local stores like Holiday Foods in Hopstott and Daywig Meats in Hopstott. Sometimes we went to Walmart in Princeton and Evansville, and we sold there. And it was really a good time for me and my friends to sell cookies and have a good time.
Now, I think these booth sales, they follow the actual, the taking the order sales, right? And I think they've really become very important over the past few years.
Right. So girls start with an initial order. They start usually in December asking family and friends for what they'd like to purchase, and they do those initial orders. And then after that, our cookies come in, and the girls are able to up their goals as well when they start selling at booths or door to door. So that traditional sell that you think of where you see the girls out and about in their uniforms, it really does make an impact. So as a community member, the important thing to remember is that when you see those girls out and about, really engage with them. Ask them what their goals are. What are they using their profits for, because that's part of the program. I always encourage anyone that asks me or talks to me about the cookie program is really to engage with those girls, because that's going to make them those future leaders. It really gives them that business side of the cookie sales, so they understand as a business owner or a business leader what they need to do, whether it's adversity or encouragement. It really gives them an opportunity to be that CEO of their business.
I saw a booth sale at Eastland Mall, and these two little girls were singing and getting attention. Mm-hmm. They were just singing little songs and everything, just being very cute.
Yes.
And people were, what's going on here? And they would gather around, and then they would sell the cookies to them.
Yeah. It's a very early way to learn about marketing.
Oh, I know.
And what it means to call people in and have that courage to ask people for cookies, and also to hear a no. Because a lot of times when you hear no, you just have to think, well, that means ask me in a different way. Maybe ask for donations or ask for you to do a cookie share, where instead of a box for myself, I share it with a local women's shelter so that they can have cookies as well. So it really gives girls an opportunity to market themselves, to market their product, and understand what it means to really run their business.
Okay, I like cookie trivia. Now, are there two big companies that make Girl Scout cookies? Is that correct?
Yes, there are two bakers nationally. Mm-hmm. We go through ABC Bakers, and there's also Little Brownie Bakers. I personally believe that ABC cookies are the best. They are so good, but it's something that we have locally. So if you grew up around here in our 11 counties, you certainly know what cookies you like. One of my favorites is the lemonades, and the other baker does not have those. So we get a lot of outside communities that really come to our council to get those favorite cookies.
What's a favorite cookie that you've been selling over the years? Which ones sold the best, Lindsay?
The Thin Mints always sell the best, but peanut butter patties and sandwiches aren't far behind them.
I know those are kind of the perennial favorites. And I know s'mores kind of came out of nowhere there for a while and was very popular.
Yeah, so last year was our 100th anniversary of selling cookies. And both bakers came out with a special cookie for that anniversary, and they decided to go with the s'more cookie, which obviously you think of s'mores, you think of Girl Scouts and camping, so mm-hmm. It definitely fit with our mission and our organization. And they just came out crazy last year. Everybody loved them. So the bakers decided to bring them back this year.
Now, you talked about this service area, 11 counties. Mm-hmm. That's a large area, and the Evansville is the base for the Girl Scouts of Southwest Indiana.
Yes.
But you go all the way up to Knox County, is that right?
That's right. Yeah, we have a wonderful area. We have a combination of very rural as well as, you know, inner city. So it's a lot of diverse people and a lot of diverse opportunities to really help girls in our local communities. Like you said before, we serve 5,200 girl members, and we have over 1,500 adult volunteers that really give our program the best for the girls.
Now, Lindsay, of course, we've been talking about your Smiles for Haiti project and bringing all those dental supplies to those children who desperately needed them. How has being this Gold Award recipient kind of given you a different perspective on your future?
So with all projects, you have to learn how to be organized, and you have to be responsible for what you're doing because you're the leader now, and you can't rely on other people to do it for you since you're the leader. And it's taught me to be organized and prioritize what needs to be done and then relay information to other people since they don't know what's going on if you don't tell them. It's also taught me that you can't procrastinate because everyone knows if you say, I'm going to work out tomorrow, it's not going to happen. So you can't procrastinate with what you're doing, and you have to be organized and take responsibility.
Well, good for you. And now the Girl Scouts, we're talking about the council here, the Southwest Indiana. Girl Scouts are also worldwide.
Yes, we Girl Scouts of the United States are a part of our World Association of Girl Guides and Girl Scouts. And that's a big deal. I always kind of equate it to how the United States is a part of the United Nations. You know, as Girl Scouts of the U.S., we really want to be a part of that world global table. And so that's a great way for us to have a seat at that table and to really understand and have a voice for girls in the United States.
Well, coming up, we're going to be talking about a gem in the Girl Scouts crown, Camp Cook. That's a sprawling retreat that's getting a makeover. This is 2 Main Street, presented by Evansville Regional Airport. This is 2 Main Street. I'm David James, and we're talking about Girl Scouting with the CEO of the Girl Scouts of Southwest Indiana and a Gold Scout Gold Award recipient, Lindsay Field, a student at Gibson Southern High School. Amy Stakura is here. She's the CEO. Lindsay's Gold Award project provided Smiles to Haiti. And that experience, I thought, Lindsay, you might want to be a dentist after bringing all those dental supplies to the kids in Haiti.
A lot of people think that. I just really wanted to help them, and that just happened to be the focus whenever I went down.
That was the greatest need that you that.
Yes.
Definitely, they have it on there. Well, that's wonderful. Now, Girl Scouts certainly do have their roots in being self-sufficient, and camp life is part of that dynamic. And that brings us to Camp Cook in Perry County?
Mm-hmm,
Perry
yes.
County. So, Amy, tell us about this gym that we have.
Sure. So Camp Cook is a 500-acre camp along the Ohio River. It's a wooded land. It's hilly. It's beautiful. It's such a peaceful place. I really love going there. It's in Canelton, Indiana, which is next to Tell City. You know, every time I say that I'm with the Girl Scouts, people will say, well, I went to Camp Cook. It's always a big thing. And so it has such a rich history. It's about 75 years old. So we're very fortunate as a Girl Scout Council to have this camp and to utilize it still today for girls, because we know how important it is to get girls outside right now. You know, we have so many devices and technology that a lot of times our youth are not going outside and experiencing nature. So this camp is a really great place. You get to do some wonderful things there, whether it's archery or hiking or canoeing. It really gives you an opportunity to learn some really great skills, whether it's perseverance, self-sufficiency, problem solving, teamwork. It's just a great place to be outside, and it really gives girls an opportunity to understand what environmental stewardship is. So once you love the property and the land, you understand how much we need to take care of it for future generations.
So I'll give people kind of a visual tour. I've been to Camp Cook several times. My daughter did a painting project there in one of the buildings, did some murals, some
yes.
fanciful murals there.
Right.
So you go through Tell City, then Canelton, and then you see the dam, the Canelton Dam there, and it's almost right across, well, it is right across from the Cannelton Dam. You can see some of the property there. And you drive up this little lane, and there's the ranger's home and on this little hill. And there's a lake right down there. And then there's the camp house across the lake, and there's a wooden bridge.
Yes, we're known for that bridge.
Yeah,
when people see that bridge, they think about camp.
Which is across the lake over to the staff house, I think they call it.
Right.
And there's several buildings up on the hill and then several campsites. So, and there's now a fairy garden, right?
Right. So obviously, if you've been to Camp Cook before, a lot of it's very similar. So it gives you that nostalgic feel. We have platform tent camping, which a lot of girls have never experienced before.
Now, what is that?
So platform tents is just what it sounds like. There's a platform and there's a tent on top of
it. So you're not on the ground.
You're not on the ground, right? So there's those experiences to get a little rustic if you want to really experience the outdoors and hone in your skills. But we also have some great opportunities for indoor camping, too. We really see the benefit of giving girls an opportunity to go up in their camping skills. You know, you don't want to start right out on a platform tent. So we have a troop house that a whole troop may stay in and enjoy camp, hike, canoe, archery, whatever they like to do. And we also have our new brownie bungalow, which is what your daughter Lauren painted. It's really perfect for our younger girls to get their first taste of camp in a really beautiful environment. There's even a stage back there. Lindsay, you'd probably like that if you do theater, because girls can do their own programs where they create their own play, and they can do that for their leaders and showcase that. And then we do have a fairy garden, which my daughter is very fond of. So girls have a little adventure out in the woods where they can find their fairies. And we also have a beautiful butterfly garden that brings a lot of our local butterflies in. So girls can really see the science behind that and learn more about butterflies and their environment and what they need to grow and be sustained. So it's a beautiful property. There's so many water sports. We have shooting and archery. We're even adding rappelling this year. We have so many beautiful cliffs at the camp. You know, I hear a lot of times that girls don't get to do what boys do, and that's just not true. We have so many great experiences to get outside and have a really amazing adventure.
Well, I know it is quite a property up there, and it's rugged. There are certain areas there. I mean, it's a challenge. Some of those hills going up and down are definitely a challenge.
Yeah.
And you even have a mud run that you started last year. And hopefully that'll be an annual event. It's the Mud Run for Tough Cookies. And I think that's coming up August 25th. I know I volunteered at the last one, and it was, and you got a lot of great feedback on that.
Yes, it was a really great opportunity to showcase our camp. A lot of people in the community have never seen it if you're not a Girl Scout. So it really got the community out to have fun, to do something really messy and laughable. I even ran in it with a team. So the big thing last year, if you beat my time in the mud run, you got a special patch that says, I beat the CEO. And people took that very seriously. I think I only gave out 23 patches. So I was very proud of that because I'm not a runner. But it was so much fun. There's huge obstacles that you have to go over, whether individually or as a team. There's enough mud to get you pretty messy.
And this year, what did you get? Those large tires that you had to flip over, and you have to, it's teamwork too. I don't think one person can do that.
Yep.
So you have to really, it's a team project to get through this.
Yep.
And then at the very end of it, they jump through fire and then jump into this ice kind of trough.
Yes, there's an ice bath. Yeah, it was crazy. It was so much fun, but it's such a beautiful property. That's what everyone said. They just enjoyed being out there and seeing it, but having fun with their friends and doing something challenging, obviously.
Well, Lindsay, we're going to get you fired up for this and see you in the mud run now. You'd probably
She's
like
in track.
That.
She should do it.
Yeah, bring some of your friends. And I mean, and you're timed too. I mean, they have an official timer there.
Right.
And I mean, this is and people come from all around to get the best times in these mud runs. Apparently, it's a big deal now. People go on the mud run circuit.
That is true. We had some professional mud runners, I think, there. They definitely beat my time and got my patch. But
they're very serious about it.
Yes, but it's also for people like me that just want to have fun and experience and be outside. That's a big piece. But it is quite challenging. I heard from many of our big mud runners that it was much more challenging than some of the big mud runs that are out there just because of the terrain.
Well, good for you. And the Mud Run is coming up August 25th. And we're talking to Lindsay Field, the Gold Award winner, and Amy Stakura, the CEO of the Girl Scouts of Southwest Indiana. And Lindsay, I'm sure you've earned a few badges in your Girl Scout career. And I know some new badges are coming along, too. Have you heard about these?
I have not heard about these. I have earned a lot of badges, but I don't know about the new ones yet.
We're gonna kind of quiz Amy about that, because I know you're excited about some new opportunities for the girls. And, of course, you know, there's probably already a couple hundred badges you can earn, but we now have some new ones.
Right. So at Girl Scouts, we're always trying to move at the speed of girl. And we really want to make sure that we're always evaluating and just enhancing what we do so that we know we are relevant not only for girls, but also their families. They see a benefit in it. And so something that we know is really coming down the pipe, and that as the workforce pipeline for the future, we know we have to give these girls some amazing skills. So we have a lot of new badges right now focusing in STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, and math, that the girls can participate in, and also some outdoor badges to really get girls outside and experience not only environmental stewardship, but also the science of being outdoors as well. So, you know, we really want to be at the forefront, give girls an opportunity to get into some of these STEM-based work in the future, and so we really want to make sure we have the program for that.
Now, Lindsay, what message would you have to some girls that maybe some young girls who are thinking about Girl Scouting? How would you motivate them to join?
Girl Scouts is really an amazing program to be a part of. I know when most people think of Girl Scouts, they just think of our cookie sales, but Girl Scouts is much more than that. As you can see, when you get old enough, you can earn your gold award and do some amazing things with the community globally also. And then you have the bronze and silver award that can prepare you for your gold award. And it's just a way to make lifelong friends that you never thought you would be friends with, and just to have fun.
I know Girl Scouts couldn't exist without volunteers, and your leaders are very, very important, and they make the world go around, really.
Right. Volunteers are the lifeblood of our organization. We are a volunteer-led program, and it's such a big experience to take on that role, to be a role model, to be a mentor for the young women in our community. And it's a big deal, and it's certainly necessary. It takes a lot of time, but our volunteers see the benefit of it not only to the girls, but to them personally and professionally. So not only are you giving girls great opportunities, but as a leader, you're also getting those great opportunities and experiences for yourself. So you learn a lot as an adult as well.
Well, I know these the troop leaders have helpers, so it's mm-hmm. not just one person.
That's right.
So they have some help, and I know that they take field trips, and they mm-hmm. they have all kinds of parties and, right. and projects. And I know it's a very exciting experience for the leaders as well. I know my wife was a leader for years, and I think she enjoyed it more than the girls sometimes.
Right. Well, you just get to try so many amazing things. I mean, we have world travel, we have camp, we have art and science. So there's so many different ways that you can get involved. And I always remind people, obviously, those direct service volunteers are the most important, because they're working with the girls and they're being there step by step with them, holding their hands and supporting them. But we also have indirect service volunteers as well. So, you know, individuals that work with the adults, who are training them, who are sitting on our board, who are making a strategic impact on where the future of our organization goes. So there's so many ways that you can give back, that you can volunteer with an organization. So I certainly, you know, recommend going to our website, taking a look at it, seeing how you can get involved and how you can support the movement.
And I know Girl Scout dads are very important. Girl Scout granddads, yeah. Men can get involved.
Men are certainly invited. We know the benefit of having that support system from men, whether it's a father figure or just someone that has a really special skill or special talent. I mean, David, you are the one that's always fishing with the girls at camp and really giving them opportunities that they may not have at home or in their schools. So it's a great way to give back. We even have an upcoming fundraising event called Man Enough to Be a Girl Scout Golf Outing, where it really gets men an opportunity to support the girls and do something fun, which is golf, too.
Your husband Andy's involved in that, right?
Yes, I make him do a lot of things. but he loves to golf, and it was a great way for him to get involved and really support the mission or the organization, as well as his daughter. So it's a big piece.
Well, I tell you, I've really enjoyed my time with the Girl Scouts and taking the girls fishing. Some of these girls had never gone fishing before, mm-hmm. and they just really enjoyed it, and it was a great experience for them and for me just to see them light up and, right. and do something they've always wanted to do.
Right.
We had some wild times fishing. We were chased by some turtles,
aww.
And we've had a couple girls. They didn't get totally wet, but they kind of slid in there a little yeah. bit, so we had to kind of watch them. No real hook injuries, though.
Amazing. Very yeah. impressive.
And we didn't use worms. We used corn kernels on the hooks. That turned out to be I don't know who gave me that idea, but that really worked out very well because they didn't want to stick the worms.
Right,
you know.
Right.
But some of them did, yeah. but most of them liked the corn yeah. idea.
Well, it's amazing what doors you can really open for girls that they don't realize they have never done or didn't know they could do. So that's great.
Well, Girl Scouts are now entering their second century of empowering young girls and women. We thank Amy Sakura and Lindsay Field for being our guests and sharing their passion for this exciting organization. And we'll close with this message from the Girl Scouts of Southwestern Indiana. Your support will help make sure every girl in our community has access to crucial, life-changing, girl-led programming that will launch her into a lifetime of leadership. I'm David James, and this is 2 Main Street, presented by Evansville Regional Airport.